Turning to the Olympics, you'd think there might be some good Chinese food at the stadiums there, but no. One reporter who's covering the game says he's had no end of frustration finding decent snacks at the events. We reached Trip Mickle. He writes for Sports Business Journal, and we reached him in Beijing. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What have you been able to eat?
Well, I think the most challenging night was when I went out to the basketball game a couple of nights ago when USA played China. I found myself outside reporting, came inside, expected to just grab a hot dog, and that's when I kind of confronted Chinese concessions. Just completely different. There's no offering at any of the venues of cooked food. It's all prepackaged, and I plan on grabbing a hot dog, and that's certainly not available.
Well, let me ask you, why did you expect you might get a hot dog there in Beijing? Is it that the Chinese have been attempting to make everything, you know, just right in a sense?
I think it's a combination of that and the fact that that arena is being operated by the NBA and Anschutz Entertainment Group, which are, you know, two of the largest sports business providers in the U.S. So with their operational expertise, I expected, you know, sure enough, they're going to have a hot dog there. Interestingly enough, when AEG and the NBA signed their agreement to come in and operate the Olympic basketball stadium after the games, they took a look at the plans and saw that the plans didn't even include concession stands. And so they made the recommendation, hey, you might want to have this. And so they built small alcoves where they're serving prepackaged food over folding wooden tables during the basketball games right now. And then AEG and the NBA are going to come in and put in, you know, the right power system and all that stuff to be able to cook meals at the concession booth in China.
But would this be a little too late for you there at the Olympics?
Yeah, a little too late for me. I left pretty hungry that night, for sure. I think dinner included Snickers and an apple, so...
Does that mean there isn't a lot of snacking at sports events in China, or is it that the Chinese normally, say, bring in food from vendors outside? Because certainly in cities there can be a lot of great street food.
Right, certainly. And one of the things I've noticed here in Beijing is, at least during the games, the streets are pretty clear of street vendors. And when I got inside the beach volleyball arena today, I sat down with a 24-year-old Chinese man who was eating breakfast at the concession stand and asked him a little bit about that. And he said that what they had was pretty typical. And I explained to him that in the West, we have, you know, we can cook an entire meal and serve it at a sporting event. And he looks at me just kind of wide-eyed and goes, that's amazing.
So have you been able to getting out of the venues, the sports venues, and get out there and get downtown Beijing and have something good?
The best part about getting out of the venues and getting out and having something is discovering the price. I bought a plate of steamed vegetables and beef on rice. Bought two of those. It was a great deal. It was like $4.
And delicious.
I mean, it was delicious, and you couldn't beat the price, and the food was terrific.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee. I had a wonderful time talking with you.
Trip Mickle is a staff reporter for Sports Business Journal. He's in Beijing reporting about the business of the Olympics.